a man who had probably some bowel movements, not going to lie, yesterday, some involuntary ones.
Yeah.
Is Jade. Now, Jade joins us now from Solid Earth. Is that correct, mate?
It is, and you're not wrong. I wish I took a second pair of underwear, I reckon.
I bet. Now, so you were in this hot air balloon that had a real rough time of it yesterday in Elwood. Can you take us through it, mate?
Yeah, easy. Yeah, so we left from Royal Park and we went to head out to Moorabbin Airport, but noticed something was a bit askew when we started drifting across the treetops in the botanical gardens in Richmond.
Oh, God.
And we thought maybe he's taking the scenic route, but then we realised that wasn't the case when we took out the alfresco on someone's rooftop of their apartment on St Kilda Road, and we thought, oh, this might not be the package that we booked. So,
Well, the thing was as well, what's the communication like in that scenario? Was the pilot, who had a lot going on, right? Because there's 12 passengers on board, or 13 passengers? There's a bit of conjecture.
There's 13 of us plus him, I think. It's something like that, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, it's a full basket, and I imagine that people are starting to do that whole whisper to your partner, are we supposed to be hitting these trees?
Like, we were.
Sort of happened? Was it pandemonium? Were people screaming? Was he saying, calm down, I got this? Like, what's the situation?
It started off, as we're going through the trees, we gave him a little glance over to see if he's all good. And he had a look on his face. He was looking towards the bay. We thought, you know, he's not mentioning anything's wrong. Mm. And as we're looking down, we could easily yell and have a communicative talk. You know, with people on the ground, they're waving to us. So things felt semi-weird, semi-normal. But then once he yells brace, we thought, yeah, this is it. This is not good. And then we hit a building and then we hit some more trees. And then I think if you've seen the footage, the scariest moment was we were flying towards a tradie fixing up his apartment block, and then we just absolutely slammed into his handiwork on that one, and then ended up just dodging some power lines at the end and crashing into another house.
It would have been so jolting. As like from the footage, you can see the footage not in the actual basket from the outside. You can see that guy's working that fire. He's trying to get in that situation. Is the direction for you guys to blow up?
Yeah, or
and
like
feel the balloon,
has
or
anyone got
down?
Any farts in the chamber? We need methane.
Yeah, we need methane.
In mind, you know, he's running out of gas. I thought, do I run over and give him some of mine? But I thought, I don't know, that'll help.
Far out, man. Hectic. And so my thought immediately is, oh, my God, power lines. And Loggie said to me off air, she's like, I would never have even thought of that.
Yeah, what, was I was that thinking of plummeting to the ground.
Yeah.
Like, that was
what are you panicking about in that situation?
We did look up and see them afterwards, and I thought, you know, wow, we've just narrowly missed those. And it didn't help that when we were looking up crashes around the world when we got home, in Mexico, one actually hit power lines didn't end well with those guys. Yeah. So very scary to think that, yeah.
So did you get, like, you know, money back? Do you get, like, a little gift voucher?
For
like,
yeah.
Like, what happens? Are you going back in the balloon, Jade?
Well, he reached out with a really lovely email to us all, and I thought, you know what, we're going to leave that be because he was just so great about it all, so calm. He was just such a nice guy. I thought he's got enough on his plate. The last thing in our minds is to chase for some money, so we'd like to be.
Yeah, and you know what? He saved everyone's life in a situation
exactly.
like that.
He did such a good job.
Yeah, claps to the pilot. Yeah, I would have just jumped out and left yous, to be honest. Yeah. I'm not good. I'm not good in a situation, Jade. I'm not good.
No, he got praised by all of us. Lots of high fives and hugs to him. He was such a great pilot. Yeah.
They're hard to steer, aren't they? The old hot air balloon.
He's running on like these little flaps that open here and there, and one of them wouldn't close. I mean, what do you do then?
Yeah.
So yeah, you just have to do the best to try and. I think we're meant to crash land at the beach, and the best we could do is in someone's apartment building on their balcony. So that was a good time.
Did anyone offer you a cup of tea or a nice scotch or something like that when you were there hanging in the basket?
Some neighbour comes out and she's like, you know, thankfully you guys are here. You woke me from a bad dream with that big sight. I thought, oh, thank God we're here then. Jeez, get a cup of tea, would you?
Just hanging in my room.
Just living a bad dream right here. Oh, mate, so glad that you're all safe and all's well that ends well. But
thank you.
Yeah, what a hectic story.
One to remember, hey? But I'll be back up in the skies one day.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you. And just before we let you go, you know, I've seen when people are kind of going down in situations they didn't expect, you know, like Seinfeld or The Nanny, you know, people yell out things that they don't necessarily mean. Did you yell out anything that you thought, hey, guys, I'm sorry about that?
End-of-life confessions.
I was yelling out some things that I shouldn't have really said. Any of that gear happen?
It was a mixture of, hey, babe, can you text mum for me, and also the F-bomb. So
okay.
Cool. All right. Well, let's not repeat that on air. Jade, as I say, so glad you're safe, mate. Thanks for giving us the recap on that.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. Thanks for the call. That's great.
Yeah, KROQ 955.